The World Bank Group and Thailand, ICSID and Investor State Arbitration Cases. The World Bank produces a Thailand Economic Monitor every 6 months, reporting on what it considers key developments in Thailand's economy, contextualized with global trends, and with an analysis of the economic and social welfare outlook. The report is compiled by members present in the Bangkok office, and many of the sources of information are direct from government, but also include financial and rating institutions and research institutes. The Thai-specific reports review recent economic developments and provide outlook, risks, and policy recommendations. Boosting productivity was highlighted in the January 2020 Monitor Report as one of the major critical objectives critical to potentially achieving high income status by 2037 with increased investments. One major structural transformation challenge identified is the lethargic shift from low productivity agriculture to higher productivity manufacturing and service sectors. The report specifically highlights the chilling effect of the Foreign Business Act and the 1999 Competition Act on new firms entering the market, noting that newer firms tend to be more productive than existing ones. The report notes the new Competition Act 2017, but speculates on whether the oversight independence issues of the past will be overcome in the context of treatment of state-owned enterprises and cartelistic behavior. Compared to its neighbors, Thailand's trade growth has slowed at a faster pace and its poverty has also increased. As this report was issued prior to COVID-19, there will of course be significant impact on the existing structural and cyclical economic weaknesses which will challenge economic development and put pressure on existing systems. Social protection measures were recognized as increasing in Thailand through the Universal Health Coverage Scheme and child support grants, but compared to its neighbors, Thailand's spending on social protection is almost half. Foreign direct investment receives very interesting analysis relating to sharp declines in the last two decades. From 1997 to 2018, private investment in Thailand has halved from 30% of GDP to 15%. Although FDI inflows are comparable to peers, they have been volatile and slowing. Political unrest and uncertainty since the global economic crisis in 2008, combined with the slow delivery of promoted plans to boost growth in key investment regions such as the Eastern Economic Corridor, have combined with lowering public sector investment to reduce growth considerably. The marginal product of capital investment or return on investment are also considerably lower in Thailand compared to its structural peers, which further dampens investment. The purpose of this summary of the World Bank is not to denigrate Thailand's position. Instead, a clear independent description of the position of Thailand economically, socially, and to the extent relevant to economics, politically, is crucial in driving a dynamic that will improve the position and provide reliable information to the market that can be used for capital budgeting and return on investment computations. Further, by identifying some of the weak spots, opportunities for improvement may be identified, including through public-private partnerships, which may allow, if structured appropriately, for a controlled return for the risk taken by the private partner in the arrangement. One major aspect of the World Bank's group is the International Centre for the Settlement of Investor Disputes, ICSID. Thailand is a signatory since 1985, but is not a member state. ICSID is one method of persuading investors that there is a conflict resolution system which can be utilised as a remedy in the event of expropriation, which can take many forms such as a change of law which defeats an investment's purpose or returns, acts of public authorities which undermine a project or inordinate delays and new regulatory regimes which choke a project. Thailand has entered into many bilateral investment treaties, is a signatory of the New York Convention, and has enacted its own national arbitration legislation. However, the global public perception of Thailand's investor-state dispute arbitration record is somewhat mixed, without taking into account the actual factual details and legal underpinnings of the relevant cases. The perception relates to the time taken to process high-profile cases and the need for the parties to take the cases post-arbitral award through every level of the Thai judicial system to reach a final conclusion, contrary to the concept of arbitration, which is supposed to be final. The cases of note are the Walter Bao AG case, which initially related to a partnership with the state to build tollways and infrastructure, and the Hopewell case, under which Hopewell Thailand Company Limited disputed with the State Railway of Thailand the cancellation of a project during the Asian economic crisis. Unfortunately, it took over 20 years for Hopewell to obtain a final Supreme Court ruling. But even after that ruling, announcements were made by the then Thai government to form a committee to discuss payment and the outcome. Another case which has attracted much attention in relation to Australian investment is the Kingsgate case, relating to the closure of a gold mine operation in Pidgett Province, alleged by Kingsgate to be an act of expropriation. At the time of writing this audio clip, the case was ongoing.